We had our Raider Spotlight, which consisted of the Elementary All-Star Choir, the Hastings High School Wind Ensemble, Fall Employee of the Semester winners, and the career and technical teachers came out to talk to us about all the great things they do in their classes. Another highlight, we had a summary from our Community Collaboration Committee. That's a new committee that we formed this year. They had their first quarterly meeting, which was a coffee and conversation setting with the public. We had a turnout of about 60 people, which consisted of staff, parents, and taxpayers. And they had 2.5 hours where they went through a presentation from the superintendent and then had a great discussion about concerns, issues, all kinds of good stuff to talk about as a community with the school board committee and superintendent. And then we also have a facilities committee, which is a new committee that was formed. And this week they had a joint powers agreement meeting with city leaders to discuss ways that the district can better partner with the city to utilize resources and ultimately attract more families to Hastings. So that was a good meeting too. We also have an update from our student school board committee. We are adding student school board members to our board. We're looking for up to 4. This is open to sophomores and juniors. And we're accepting applications through the 31st. As of last night, we had 9 applicants for those positions. So if any students are out there and want to apply, get your application in before the 31st at 5 p.m. Two big highlights for the end of the night. We voted to adopt our public comment policy 206. So public comment will be coming back to the regular agenda in our April meeting, which is April 24th at 6 p.m. So public comment will be back in the main part of the meeting, and it will be televised. So that's a switch. It was removed from the main part of the meeting back in August of 2021. And then finally, we had a lengthy and robust conversation about adopting new literacy curriculum for K-5. And that was ultimately, we agreed to go with Wit and Wisdom and make some changes to the books that are being used in that curriculum to make sure that there's nothing controversial or divisive or anything that parents might want to have their kids opted out of, because we want to make sure that every single kiddo can go to all of those lessons on and learn how to read. And that was kind of our night. Like I said, our next board meeting is April 24th at 6 p.m. in the Middle School Media Center, and it also is live streamed on HGTV.